103.3 KUMD. I'm Marvin the Mix, and this is live from Studio A. Today in the studio, we've got the Lately's. They're playing Friday at the Rex as part of the Homegrown Music Festival. CJ, Jenna, Rachel, take it away.
Joan of Arc, she'll break your heart, like finding truth from the start. When you call down for my hand and your eyes they scream, let go, don't let go, baby. Don't do it, baby, I know. That time we shared that apple pie, and we promised each other we would not die. Then you told me the Santa's fake and that I won't become an astronaut. You hurt me, baby. Why'd you do it, baby? Won't you tell me the truth? The wrestling is rigged and superheroes are too. What's next? The moon landing? Yeah, maybe life is just a dream. You hurt me, baby. Why'd you do it, baby? Filled with things I can call my own. I bet you like to light it up and watch me burn down too. I won't let you, baby. I don't need you, baby.
The Lately's here, live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having us.
What was the name of that song?
That was called Joan of Arc.
Joan of Arc, excellent. And you put out an EP probably, what, close to a year now?
Yeah.
Exactly a year ago.
It was about exactly a year. We released it. We wanted to get it out before our Homegrown show. And so it was this week, a year ago, that we released that little EP.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it's available on Bandcamp.
It is on Bandcamp. Sure. Yep, exclusively on Bandcamp. we had some, you know, copies that we burned and sold around, but those are long gone. So
collectible. But this song's actually on the Beaners 1 Week Live. Isn't that the song?
Yeah,
Joan of Arc
so
is the
it is on that 1 Week Live from Beaners as well. That Joan of Arc is. Yeah,
excellent. And so was it your first homegrown last year?
It was. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And this is it's an annual thing for you now.
That's right, number two here. Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, so we were on the Sunday, or the first Sunday.
Yeah,
because that's like the new band showcase type of thing. So we were on Sunday last year, and now we're on. We're at the Rex on Friday, so it's going to be a good show.
Yeah,
I love your sound. It's like almost like a soul song. Like looking at you guys, it doesn't look like a soul band to me.
Sure.
Surprise.
And then I watched some of your videos. You've done some Tiny Desk concert auditions. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what?
Concerts, yeah. They've been really good.
And so speaking of that, you did those tapes and people can look them up. And they're really great performances. I noticed, not this most recent performance, but the one you did for them last year. Mm-hmm. It almost looked like it was in a high school or something. Where was that one recorded?
Yeah, so I'm a teacher, actually, in the public schools here in Duluth. And so that's actually in my classroom. So it was over like spring break or something, and there was a couple days where mm-hmm. we met in my classroom and recorded. Yeah.
You teach music, so it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the stuff is there. We got a drum set there. So.
Oh, that's perfect. And what age do you teach?
High school, yeah.
High school.
So 9 through 12, yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what about day jobs over for Jenna and Rachel?
For me, I actually manage an animal hospital over in Superior Animal Hospital and boarding suites. Yeah. So I get to hang out with dogs and cats all day and some cool people.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
And I'm an administrative assistant at the Vineyard Church.
Excellent. Well, musicians, we've got to, this day and age, got to take on some other jobs. And
That's right. So
make sure you do go down if you get the chance. You'll want to see them on Friday at the Rex. Go and support them if you're out and about this weekend. Why don't we hear another track from you?
Sure.
The Lately's. Mm-hmm.
Every time you look at me, I know it seems strange.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. So you're listening to the Lately's here. They'll be playing Friday at the Rex Bar. We're doing a live from Studio A with them. And so you have the EP out. You mentioned right before we got on air that you hope to get a full length out sometime soon.
Yeah, that's the
dream.
That's the dream, yeah. Hopefully within the next year. Our goal maybe from a year from now, we're in the midst of, you know, whether rolling it out or already have it out. So, yeah.
Great. And have you been making your rounds at Duluth venues? Have you got some favorite venues in town?
Yes, we do. We've gotten to play at a lot of places. It's been a lot of fun. I think the Beaners is probably one of our favorite venues. It was our first venue that we played at. Mm-hmm. So I think that makes it special for us. Also, just some really great sound there and a great crowd and some great music that comes in there. Red Herring's been another really great place to play. The Rex we've gotten to play at once before, some really great sound there. Yeah. A lot of space to fill out, so come on down and check it out.
Yeah.
And have you got a chance to play much gigs outside of Duluth yet?
Yeah, you know, we have done a few just kind of around Minnesota. Last summer we had a chance where we went down and played a few shows in the cities. Mm-hmm. We'd like to do more of that, but yeah, hopefully moving forward we continue to kind of branch out and play more around Minnesota.
We did get a chance to play at the Dakota, which was amazing.
Don't know how that happened, but
that was a jazz club.
Yeah,
with Lady Lark.
Wow,
it was a good
swanky.
Time.
That was a good
time.
And did you have to wear suits?
We probably should have. But
we were real underdressed.
Yeah.
From Duluth, fine.
Yeah, I think when we walked in, they're like, oh, they're from up north.
Oh, they're Northland folk. That's nice. Uh-huh.
Well, thanks again for joining us here live from Studio A. We got time for one more track. Why don't you introduce it?
Sure, yeah. This one you mentioned earlier, the Tiny Desk concert or the contest that we put in a video for last year. This tune's called Fuss. Yeah, this is the one that was recorded in the classroom.
Never really wanted me to go there. but I want to say the truth. Maybe I was said it in a different way, but I knew our future wasn't gonna see the light of day.
The Lalies on 103.3 KUMD, live from Studio A. Thank you so much for joining us. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean. Andrew Ressler is our audio assistant, and Emma Gilhausen is our web assistant. I'm your host, Marv in the Mix. Live from Studio A is provided by the funding is provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out our upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.